I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles Zila Desmer reports on European nations recognizing the state of Palestine.
Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they're recognizing a Palestinian state in a historic move. Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, said the Scandinavian country will officially recognize a Palestinian state as of May 28. Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris said on Wednesday his country is coordinating with Spain and Norway an historic and important day for Palestine. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said his country will recognize the state on May 28 too. Gahr Støre said that there cannot be peace in the Middle East if there's no recognition. I'm Charles Tillethesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told lawmakers Tuesday the International Criminal Court's announcement that it is seeking an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and dangers hope for ceasefire in Gaza. VOA's Catherine Gibson tells us that the move drew some bipartisan criticism in Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The shameful equivalence implied between Hamas and the leadership of Israel, I think that only complicates the prospects for getting such an agreement. We'll continue to forge ahead to do that, but that decision, as you said, on so many levels, is totally wrongheaded.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine.
A prosecutor making a recommendation, I think, is not worth the attention this thing.
Blinken told lawmakers the U.S. has warned Israel its offensive in the region could be deeply harmful to civilians. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports that Russia has begun nuclear drills in an apparent warning to the West over Ukraine.
Russia's defense ministry says it's begun a round of drills involving tactical nuclear weapons. Officials say it's a response to remarks by Western officials about the possibility of deeper involvement in the war in Ukraine. The announcement came after French President Emmanuel Macron reiterated that he doesn't exclude sending troops to Ukraine. And UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron said Kyiv's forces will be able to use British long-range weapons to strike targets inside Russia.
That's a decision for Ukraine, and Ukraine has that right. Just as Russia is striking inside Ukraine, you can quite understand why Ukraine feels the need to make sure it's defending itself. It's getting the Russians out of its country, and it has the ability to strike back.
Comments the Kremlin has called dangerous. I'm Ben Thomas.
Sustained Russian attacks on Ukraine's power grid in recent weeks have forced leaders of the war-ravaged country to institute nationwide rolling blackouts. Without adequate air defenses to counter assaults and allow for repairs, though, the shortages could still worsen as need spikes in late summer and next winter. Iran's supreme leader has presided over a funeral for the country's late president, foreign minister, and others killed in a helicopter crash. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei began the service Wednesday at Tehran University. The caskets of the eight killed were then taken or will be taken on a procession through downtown Tehran to Freedom Square, where President Ibrahim Raisi gave speeches in the past. Singapore Airlines says one of its flights hit a severe turbulence over the Indian Ocean and descended 6,000 feet in about 3 minutes. Authorities say a British man died possibly after a heart attack and several people severely injured. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from court on the jury that will decide former U.S. President Donald Trump's fate after closing arguments, which are expected next Tuesday.
The jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial is made up of 18 Manhattan residents. The main jury includes 7 men and 5 women. There are also 6 alternate jurors who have been in court listening to the testimony, but won't join in the deliberations unless one of the main jurors needs to drop out or is removed. The jury represents a diverse cross-section of Manhattanites and come from various professional backgrounds, including a sales professional, a software engineer, a security engineer, a teacher, a speech therapist, multiple lawyers, an investment banker, and a retired wealth manager. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.